This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Eves. Welcome to This Day in History class, a show that reveals a little bit more about history day by day. Today is May 30th, 2019. The day was May 30th, 1953. Just before midday, Edmund Hillary of New Zealand and Nepalese Sherpa Tenzing Norgay reached the summit of Mount Everest, the highest point above global mean sea level. The pair became the first recorded people to summit the mountain, and since then, thousands of people have attempted to climb Everest. Mount Everest is located in the Himalayas in Nepal and Tibet. It's the highest mountain on Earth above sea level. The climb to the top of the mountain is extremely challenging and dangerous. Oxygen levels are low at the summit, and the weather is cold and unpredictable. The first recorded attempt to climb Mount Everest happened in 1921, when a British expedition trekked miles across the Tibetan Plateau to the bottom of the mountain. They had to cut their climb short when a storm broke out, but mountaineer George Lee Mallory was determined to complete the climb. Mallory, along with George Finch and Jeffrey Bruce, took a shot at the climb the next year, but did not make it to the top. Later in 1922, Mallory attempted to summit Everest again, but the climb ended in disaster when several Sherpas died in an avalanche. 2 years later, climber Edward Norton approached the summit without using artificial oxygen, setting a world altitude record but not reaching the top. That same year, Mallory and climber Andrew Irvine set off on an attempt to reach the summit, but the two were never seen alive again, and Mallory's body was found on the mountain in 1999. More people attempted to summit Everest via Tibet and then Nepal. The north route up Everest through Tibet was closed, and Nepal only allowed one trip from the south annually. Britain had dibs on 1953, France was set for 1954, and Switzerland for 1955. In 1952, Tenzing Norgay and Raymond Lambert attempted the feat and made it to just below the south summit, but they had to turn around for supplies. The next year, a British expedition under the command of Colonel John Hunt was put together. New Zealanders Edmund Hillary and George Lowe, as well as Sherpa Tenzing Norgay, were part of the expedition. The climbers had specially equipped clothing, radio equipment, and oxygen systems. The team had brought 362 porters, 20 Sherpas, and 10,000 pounds of luggage. On March 10th, the 1953 British Everest expedition set out from Kathmandu. In April and May, they ascended the mountain. On the night of May 29th, Hillary and Norgay, the second assault team, prepared for the climb to the summit. Tenzing had made 6 summit attempts before this one. Their oxygen supply was short, and the pair would have to do with 3 liters a minute rather than the 4 they had planned for. They ate sardines, jam, and honey, and drank hot water with lemon. By 6:30 in the morning on May 30th, Hillary and Norgay left camp for the summit in negative 17 degree Fahrenheit weather with 2 20-pound cylinders of oxygen, one of which was only partially filled. By 9 in the morning, they reached the south summit. And at 11:30 a.m., the two became the first to summit Mount Everest. Hillary took 3 photos of his climbing partner and laid down across. Tenzing left some sweets at the top of the mountain. They made their way back down to camp 15 minutes after they reached the summit. Queen Elizabeth II knighted Hillary for the achievement. Norgay received the British Empire Medal for the feat. Hillary went on more adventures, including to the North and South Poles. He established the Himalayan Trust and assisted Sherpas in Nepal. Norgay became the first director of field training of the Himalayan Mountaineering Institute in Darjeeling and later founded a trekking adventure company. The effects climbers have on Mount Everest and the environment, as well as the danger of conditions on Everest for climbers, remains a topic of debate. I'm Eves Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And as an additional note, there has been controversy over whether Norgay and Hillary were really the first to get to the summit. Some say that Andrew Irvine and George Mallory made it to the top on their fatal climb and just did not make it back down. Thank you for joining me today. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. And if you are interested in learning more about history, you can listen to the show Unpopular, a new podcast hosted by me that's about people who took a stand against the status quo to create meaningful change. You can subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.